Saint Margaret of Castello was born afflicted with dwarfism and blindness. After being imprisoned by her embarrassed family in a single room for the first 15 years of her life, with access only to food and a priest, Margaret's parents took her to a church in the town of Castello in Italy, where it was said people experienced miraculous healings. When she wasn't cured, Margaret's parents abandoned her there. Taken in by local beggars and families, Margaret came to love the people of Castello. She met the local Dominican friars, eventually becoming a Third Order Dominican herself. She wore the white habit and resolved to spend her life serving the friars. She opened a school to catechize poor children, visited local prisoners, and brought lapsed Catholics to repentance and confession. When she died at the age of 33, the people of Castello demanded she be buried inside the church, an honor typically reserved for nobles and priests. When a coffin was opened in 1558, 300 years after her death, it was found that the wooden coffin and her clothing had rotted away, but her body was preserved. The incorrupt body of Saint Margaret of Castello lays incorrupt under the main altar of the Church of Saint Dominic in Città di Castello.